Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Here with the Bond Report is our Kathleen Hayes, Global Economics and Policy Editor at Bloomberg News in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. We had another auction today, didn't we not?
We had an auction, and we are at a critical point. Technically, bond market was pushing at it a bit yesterday, got up to 2.40% in terms of the yield drop in price. Today, actually breached that level, is up to, let me see, we're at 2.40, but we were at 2.41 for a while. And again, this is a level that is so important in terms of what people are thinking is going to happen next in the bond market. It hasn't been this high since March. This is something that's been tested. And if you get above 2.40 and then go above 2.42, Carol, that's even more critical. And then maybe you're looking at around 2.6. Fundamentally, there's I think one thing that's interesting, some stronger PMI, market PMI data in the U.S. And then the Caterpillar tractor earnings. I mean, if Caterpillar's doing better, if they're selling more stuff, that's a good sign for global manufacturing. And you mentioned that two-year note yield, which right now, or the auction itself, the auction had on just about any measure less demand than usual. And if the Fed is going to be raising rates again and stay on the path it's on, and if there's even a chance you get even a slightly more hawkish Fed chair, I think there's this pressure on the short end, but you're seeing it in the long end today. So long and the short, could you please just tell us who the next Fed chair is going to be, President Trump, and beyond
here,
that?
Here, I'm opening the envelope, and the winner is...
There you go.
And I don't have it. Let's bring...
He's busy talking about dog catchers and... I wonder, if Senator Corker couldn't get elected as a dog catcher, do you think the Russians could get a dog catcher elected in Tennessee?
Oh, that's another
thing. Let's ask Facebook
and
Google.
Forth, isn't it? Yeah, Bob Corker. But finally,
snarkiness all around.
I'd say Bob Corker kind of gives as good as he gets, though, Corey, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but I'm not just clowning around here. I mean, the market's really focused on an answer to this important question. This name-calling and tweeting back and forth is happening instead, keeping that real business from getting done.
Well, the thing is, Corker is an important vote when it comes to tax reform or what have you. And so when it comes down to it, that's what's going to ultimately matter, whether or not we get to see any of these major policy initiatives move forward. Let's, though, stick with the world of economics and the bond market. Yelena Shalateva sitting here quietly waiting for us to stop. Senior U.S. economist at Bloomberg Intelligence in our Bloomberg 1130 studio.
Wish I could tell you more about when they will announce, but I can't. So
it's been quiet, though, I feel like.
Reading as well. So.
It's been a little quiet on that front, though, today.
Yes, but let's talk about economic data, maybe.
Okay.
So this week we are getting a few data releases. So tomorrow it's durable goods and new home sales for the month of September. So we're slightly above consensus on both, just because we expect a bigger rebound from after the hurricanes in those data. So durable goods, a slightly broader-based rebound from the months of August. And also in new home sales, we think we could see a little bit of an upward surprise because sales declined in August. And usually on a non-seasonally adjusted basis, new home sales continued to decline in September, but maybe because they fell so much in August, they could increase bounce a little back. Bit, pushing up the headline number.
I want to go back to something Kathleen brought up, and we've been talking, we just had a guest, and one of our Bloomberg team folks, talking about Caterpillar, right? And we all find Caterpillar fascinating because they do have their in-house group of economists. They do look at the global economy. And I'm just curious, Elaine, I'll start with you. When you guys are looking at your forecasts and looking what's going on, how do you take kind of an earnings release, a better than expected earnings release from a company like Caterpillar that plays so much into the global economy and is seen kind of as a benchmark?
Well, this is what the Fed has been talking about all along. So if you look at the latest set of FOMC minutes and different speeches, they all talking about how the pickup in global economy would help our domestic economy here to do better. And that's what we're seeing. We do see a pickup in durable goods, we do see a pickup in production, and we actually see some of a pickup in businesses investment as well. Mm-hmm. We'll get the next number on Thursday, on Friday, when GDP is released, the first estimate for Q3 mm-hmm. GDP. So,
what was your takeaway, Elena, from the Caterpillar earnings?
So it's good, and that's exactly what I was saying. So we are seeing a pickup in business investment, and that's in line with it. So you get more earnings, you get more money to invest, and here you go. You get a pickup in business investment.
You know, I want to throw in the pot that I moderated a panel for the Jewish communal fund today here in New York. And one of the panelists runs a hedge fund. They're kind of contrarian hedge fund. They manage money for endowments and other institutions. And she said that one thing she's watching very closely is and seeing in industries and companies is more, because there's more labor shortages, not just skilled labor, because there's an opioid epidemic mm-hmm. and more, that they are starting to see more sign of wages starting to move higher. And they're on the lookout for it, because obviously if wages go up, that's going to mean higher costs for companies. So it's something that from no matter what angle you're coming at it, a lot of people are watching this.
Well, and as we start to see that, I mean, their opioid connection to wages is what?
Well, the connection is that if you are addicted to drugs, if you're getting stuff at a meth lab or wherever, then you have a hard time coming to work and being really conscious and there. I think people can kind of tell sometimes, or you don't show up at work, and that's why this has become a much bigger deal. And even
IMF
mentioned this in their reports.
Really?
This is big. Oh yeah, everybody's watching this now. It's huge, and it's a very important. The Fed has looked at it.
Fed was talking about it.
Yeah,
it's a significant number. That's for sure. All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you both. Kathleen Hayes, Global Economics and Policy Editor at Bloomberg News in our Bloomberg 1130 studio, along with Elena Shalaitova, Senior U.S. Economist at Bloomberg Intelligence.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.